Keepers of the peace? How can you just look the other way like it can't happen to you? Are you even listening, or does your hearing become selective when the person talking is different from you? How is it something can be done when we're dealing with such sexist, racist, ethnocentric authority? We can't blame society, necessarily, at least not as readily as they blame the survivors. It's not a politically solution, it's the police and other forms of forceful, violent authority that rules by fear and control and manipulation of others who should not be looking the other way when dealing with victims who live in poverty or people from another country. How can they just ignore murder, rape, sexual harassment, and domestic violence when they don't understand the culture or the survivors aren't as greedy for money or power as they are? As for statutory limits and proof of child rape and sexual harassment, they should use the same rule of proof as for theft of anybody's money. Nor should there be any limits on how long it takes to press charges. The kind of proof they require is sexist, and not every woman and child can do what it takes to give proof. Me and my brown friends have reported murder and rape and been ignored or told there's nothing they can do, or had the crime denied because we weren't speaking the right lingo or undergoing the humiliation. It seemed you'd rather treat smoking and its peaceful connotations as a worse enemy. So don't be violent like the police or summer the anger till it becomes that kind of rage by looking the other way. Pressure your congressmen and the police to become the real keepers of the peace. September 30th, 2006.